following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mun Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheers Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, conference play returns to the NESCAC this weekend, and while there have been many games since New Year's holiday, many of those have been non-conference, but this weekend, though, the games that count for a playoff position, they return, and for the Middlebury College Panthers, that means a road trip this weekend against the Westland University Cardinals and the Trinity College Bantams. Good afternoon, everyone, from the Keppel Community Sports Center in Hartford, Connecticut. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you this afternoon as we bring you men's NESCAC hockey action featuring the Bantams of Trinity College and the Middlebury College Panthers. I want to thank you for joining us today and this weekend as conference play resumes and we bring you a game that should prove to be an exciting one. Both of these teams will be looking to grab a win today and salvage the weekend as both lost last night. The Panthers dropping a 5-1 decision to the Cardinals of Wesleyan University, while the Bantams dropped their games here at the Keppel Community Center to the Williams College Eaves 4-3. Now, this is the sixth road game of the season for the Panthers, who enter tonight at 5-5-1 overall, tied for fourth place in the standings. They've got a conference record of 3-3-1. The Panthers are 2-3-0 on the road, 3-2-1 at home. And for the Cardinals, they enter the game tied for fourth with Middlebury at 6-3-2 overall. They've got a conference record of 2-2-1, and they are 2-2-1 at home and 4-1-1 on the road. In terms of this afternoon's game, though, we've got two talented teams, both of whom would like to rebound from losses yesterday. As for which one of those teams will accomplish that goal, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out as the puck drops on the ice later this afternoon. When we come back, we will talk about what these two teams did last night, what the Panthers did when they got together last season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch Texas football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center in Hartford, Connecticut, home of the Trinity College Bantams. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Bruce Zeman, happy to be with you, spending a Saturday afternoon talking about my favorite subject, and that would be hockey. NESCAC Conference Hockey back this weekend after New Year's holiday break. And this afternoon, the Panthers and Bantams are getting ready to tangle here at the Keppel Center. Last night, the Panthers taking on the top-ranked Wesleyan University Cardinals at the Spurrier Snyder Rink in Middletown. And unfortunately, things did not go the Panthers' way as the Cardinals took the game 5-1 following a scoreless first period. Wesleyan scored three times in the second and then added two more in the third period, including an empty netter to seal the win. One of the highlights from last night's game for Middlebury was the gorgeous backhand goal that Panthers captain Kamil Tkachuk scored early in the third period to pull the Panthers within two. Michael Fahey and Connor Breen adding assists on that score. Kachuk's goal wasn't enough, though, as Wesleyan won the game 5-1. And in that game, goaltender Adam Wisko and Brian Ketchabaugh both saw action, stopping 29 of the 34 saves together in that loss. And as for the Bantams, they've got some injuries as well. They played last night here at the Keppel Community Center, taking on the Williams College Eafs. And like Middlebury, they too fell short in their contest, dropping the game 4-3. Trinity and Williams tied at 3 going into the third period. But at 14:56 of the third, the Eafs' Nico Karamanis scored to put the Eafs up 4-3, and that's how things ended. So Trinity losing that game as well. So both of these teams hungry to get back in the win column. Now, last season, the two teams played twice, as they do in the NESCAC, the first time in Middlebury on January 7th in a game won by the Bantams 3-0. Following two scoreless periods, Trinity scored twice and then added an empty netter to grab the game and the shutout win. And for the Panthers, Stephen Klein had a good game despite the loss, stopping 39 of 41 shots. In game number two, which took place on February 3rd here at the Keppel Community Center, the Panthers played better, but unfortunately they also came away with a loss. The Bantams jumping out to a 1-0 lead on a second period goal by Michael Grand and adding two more in the third, one by Ryan Pfeffer and an empty netter by Nicholas Polsinelli to seal the win and the season series 2-0. Alex Morin in net for the Bantams, stopping all 24 shots he faced in the victory, while Brian Ketchabaugh stopped 35 of the 37 shots that he faced. The Panthers and Bantams come into this game tied for fourth place in the NESCAC. Both teams could use a win this afternoon, but as we've seen in the NESCAC over the last couple of years, anything can happen when two teams come together. But one thing's for sure, these are both two talented teams, both want to win, and we should have a good game this afternoon. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
this is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Keppel Community Center here in Hartford, the home of the Trinity College Bantams. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. And on the One Credit Union Radio Network, I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Want to correct something that I said a moment ago in the pregame show, taking a look at the games last year. In that second game, the 3-0 loss to the Bantams, I had incorrectly said a moment ago that Brian Ketchabaugh was in net for the Panthers. It was, in fact, goaltender Stephen Klein, who made 35 saves on 37 shots. I want to make sure that we give Stephen his due there and get everything correctly. But moments from now, the Panthers get ready to tangle with their conference rivals, the Trinity College Bantams. Middlebury comes into this game off a 5-1 loss to Wesleyan last night down in Middletown, while the Bantams return to the ice after dropping last night's match to Williams 4-3. Time right now to take a look at a few stats and the keys for this afternoon's game. First, for the Trinity College Bantams, who come into this matchup at 6-3-2 overall. They're 2-2-1 in the conference, and they are tied for fourth in the conference with Amherst and Middlebury. They score 3.64 goals per game and give up two. Their power play is top-notch, 26.7%, 12 for 48 on the season. Their penalty kill is also very good, 49 for 54, 90.7%. They take a lot of shots per game, too, 38.1. And they do not give up many, 26.1. They're 2-2-1 at home, and they're 4-1-0 on the road. So, interestingly enough, a better team on the road than they are at home. Two of the keys for this afternoon's game. First, for the Bantams, the things that they need to do today, draw penalties and use their special teams. The Bantams have great special teams, especially the power play, which is running at a whopping 26.7%. And if the Bantams can get the man advantage and bury their chances, they will have a great chance to win this game. Number two, take lots of shots. The Bantams do take a ton of shots per game, 38.1. And although the Panthers have had excellent goaltending so far this season from both Adam Wisko and Brian Ketchabaugh, who we will see this afternoon, the Panthers' goaltenders saw a lot of work in last night's loss to Wesleyan. And if the Bantams can make them work hard again today, they will have an opportunity to score some goals. And now the keys today for the Middlebury Panthers, who come into today's game at 5-5-1 overall. They're 3-3-1 in the conference, tied for fourth in the conference with Amherst and Trinity. They score 2.82 goals per game, and they give up exactly the same amount. Their power play, 4-for-31 on the season, 12.9%. The penalty kill, 37-for-49, that's 75.5%. 31.5 shots per game is what they take. They give up about 32. They are 3-2-1 at home and 2-3-0 on the road. The keys for the Panthers today, number one, a bounce-back game. As we have talked about so far this season, each campaign is going to have high points and low points. The Panthers have had an exceptional season so far. And that being said, their 5-1 loss to Wesleyan last night was their first two-game losing streak of the season, and they need to bounce back. In talking to both the players and some of the coaches this morning, the team is very upbeat, and they expect to have a good game today. And considering the mental aspect of the game is a big part of it, that is a very good sign. Number two is goaltending. In the loss last night, the Panthers' goaltenders saw a lot of rubber. Both Brian Ketchabaugh, who came into last night's game in relief of starter Adam Wisko, and Wisko himself, they saw a lot of pucks, and it'll be interesting to see how Ketchabaugh, who will get the start this afternoon, react, considering he hasn't started in a few games. He's got a good record, though, 2-1-0 with a 2.27 goals against average and a save percentage of 91.9%. He is more of capable of grabbing a win today. I spoke with Brian this morning at breakfast. He feels good, and hopefully he can get the Panthers back in the win column. And those are the keys for this afternoon's game. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the Trinity College Bantams, starting in net, number 39 from Mount Hope, Ontario. Number 39, freshman Jonah Capriotti. On defense, number 10 from Foxborough, Massachusetts, junior Liam Feeney. On the right side from Hartsdale, New York, number 22, junior Nicholas Fiorentino. As for the forwards, number 11, senior Ross Mandigo from Stowe, Vermont. On the right side from Burlington, Ontario, number 9, freshman Cole Polziani. And at center, from Lino Lakes, Minnesota, number 24, junior Adam Anderson. The Trinity College Bantams are coached by Matt Greason. The assistant coach is Scott Monroe, Paul Davidson. The starting lineups for the Trinity College Bantams. And now the starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers in net this afternoon. As many suspected, number 30, junior Brian Ketchabaugh. He's from Rybrook, New York. On defense, on the left side, from Darien, Connecticut, freshman number 18, Brett Pastor. On the right side, from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. The forwards, at left wing, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side, from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center, from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers, one of the Panthers' captains. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will preview this afternoon's game, and we'll also get the national anthems. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, Steel Third, Yield to Pedestrians. It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desabray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabrays with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabrays Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffalo's, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, Connecticut. NESCAC hockey action on WBTK Saturday afternoon. Bruce Zeman with you on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We are just about ready to go. The Panthers skating from right to left this period wearing their road blue jerseys. The Bantams going from left to right wearing their home whites with blue numbers. The officials are ready. The broadcasters are ready. And here we go. Mitch Allen getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers against Anderson for the Bantams. Puck is dropped and the faceoff is won by Allen along the board, sent in by Cage. Liam Feeney chasing it for the Bantams. Coming around the other side, it is Fiorentino sending it along the boards to Mandigo. Comes out of the zone, Fiorentino with again sending it back in. Poliziani waiting at the blue line, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro tangled up with Callahan and sent off the boards by Pastor. Driven back in, though, by Feeney, and we've got a whistle, and the Bantams are offsides. 19:34 left to play first period. Trinity and Middlebury scoreless here in Hartford. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon. I don't know about you, but I can't think of any better way to spend a Saturday other than watching hockey, and it looks like we've got a penalty here. Adam Anderson to the box, so Middlebury on the power play, their first of the game. And we'll get the call for you in just a second. It's Adam Anderson in the box. The penalty coming only 36 seconds into the game. Middlebury on their power play. And back the puck back to the point. Camille Tkachuk at the point. Back to Jimmy McKee. A shot. That one goes wide. And it's around the boards as Michael O'Brien tries to clear it. Taken away by Pfeffer. Sent it back in. And they will regroup and try again. Jimmy McKee getting the puck set up behind Brian Ketchabaugh, the Panthers netminder, and here comes McKee. McKee has got Jocelyn, Powers, Shapiro, and Allen with him. Comes around the boards. It's taken by Healy. Driven back in. Powers now in the far side corner. Looking to pass to. He is walled off by Fiorentino. And the puck is taken by Dylan Healy, who brings it out. Brought into the Panthers zone. A shot that goes wide by Mandigo. It's now in the far right corner, taken by Owen Powers. Powers skating between the circles over the blue line. Here he comes. He's got Jocelyn with him. Drops it to Jocelyn above the left circle. Fiorentino sending it into the left corner. Bunch of players coming together. Puck sent along the boards. Back to Cage. Cage across to Allen. Back to Powers in the left circle. Back to the point where Cage is waiting. A wrist shot. That hits someone in front. It hit number 21, Pfeffer. And it's cleared out by Feeney. They've got a two-on-one here. It is Feeney and Pfeffer. Shot that Ketchabaugh makes the save on. Down to 5 seconds in the power play. And the Bantams have killed that off. Now we have a delayed call coming against Middlebury as the Bantams goaltender Capriotti to the bench. Trinity with an extra man. Michaud bringing it into the zone for the Bantams at the left point. Playing keep away. He drops it to Callahan. Callahan sending it in the middle there, and it is touched by a Panther. And we have a penalty on the Panthers. We'll see what this call is. And we still don't have... It's Spencer Cage going to the box. And so, Cage to the box for holding. The penalty coming at 2:48 of the first period. The first power play for the Bantams, who have got a lethal power play this season at 26.7%. Grand with the puck at the right circle. Sends it in low to Healy. Back to the point for Feeney. And it's broken up by Bentley, who gets it outside of the zone. Sends it across to Grand, who brings it over the blue line. He's got Healy with him and Corriveau. And Michaud. Grand at the point above the circles. A shot. And they score! Grand with a shot from just above the right circle. A wrist shot that beat Ketchabaugh over the blocker. And it's 1-0 Trinity. A power play goal. We had said in the pregame show how lethal the Bantams' power play has been this year, and they converted on that one. And it's 1-0 Trinity. That goal coming at 2:20 of the first period. It's a power play goal. And again, we'll get that. We'll get the official scoring for you there in just a moment. All right, so the faceoff at center ice. It is going to be Jocelyn against Knowlton, brought into the Middlebury zone. In the left corner, behind the net, it is Polsinelli with a puck that Ketchabaugh grabbed and held on to. And we have a whistle here. 16:15 left to play, first period, 1-0 Trinity. The Bantams getting on the board, a power play goal coming at 2:20 of the period. And this faceoff should be coming to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. It is going to be Michaud taking it against Capello. Won by Capello, who sends it around the boards, and it is sent out of the zone by Owen Powers. The puck bouncing now into neutral ice, where it is taken by Pfeffer, who brings it in. Ketchabaugh leaves it for McKee. Sends it off the boards, and Weinstein sends it back in, taken by Middlebury into neutral ice. Now Pfeffer with it, drives it back in. Michaud racing in to the left of Ketchabaugh, centers it in front, broken up by the Middlebury defense. It is Shapiro and Powers, 2-on-3, sending it into the Trinity zone. Pfeffer drives it back, where it is taken by Michael Grand, who skates it up over the red line and dumps it in. Ketchabaugh gets that in his catching glove, and he will hold on. So the Trinity goal, Taggart Corriveau, assisted by Michael Grand and Liam Feeney. Goal coming at 3:20 of the first period. A shot off the faceoff by Fiorentino, saved by Ketchabaugh into the right corner. And it's sent, and Fiorentino keeps it in, gloves it over to Mandigo, who over the blue line brings it into the Middlebury zone in the left corner, sends it around, looking to center it. Anderson had a puck that he was able to, or trying to center anyway, and Ketchabaugh came out and grabbed that. And so we'll get a stoppage. 14:57 left to go. First period, 1-0 Trinity. A power play goal by Taggart Corriveau from Michael Grand and Liam Feeney at 3:20 of the period. Face off to the right of Ketchabaugh. It is Camille Tkachuk taking that against the Bantams' Dylan Healy. Won by Healy back in his zone, where James Callahan bringing it up deliberately and dumps it into the Middlebury zone, and that should be an icing, and it is. 14:32 left to play, first period, 1-0 Trinity. Shots on goal in the game so far for Trinity, 3, and for Middlebury, 2. The faceoff coming to the right of goaltender Jonah Capriotti, who hasn't been too busy yet. It is going to be Tyler Capello taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against Healy, won by Healy, comes around the boards and out. Chug for the Bantams racing in. He's walled off by Emac Bentley for the Panthers and sends it around over to Jimmy McKee, up to Alex Lee, who has it right in front of the Middlebury bench and dumps it in. The Panthers dumping and chasing here. Trevor Turnbull for the Panthers sending it around. It is picked up by Michael O'Brien for the Bantams, who sends it into the Middlebury zone as they change. McKee back behind Ketchabaugh, and here come the Panthers. McKee skating over the blue line, now over the red line. He dumps it in as the Panthers change here. Quick pass from Ben Schadel, who's got a breakaway. He's in on Ketchabaugh. He shoots, and he scores. Ben Schadel, a 2-on-0 coming off the Middlebury change, and he buries it. 6:14 first period of the first period. It is 2-0 Trinity. The Panthers on a change there, and Trinity taking advantage of the change and scoring, and it's 2-0 with 13:46 left to go in the period. The face-off at center ice, it's going to be Danny Tai against Lucas Michaud. So the faceoff coming back to center ice. Michaud taking it against Ty. Won by Michaud back to Grand. Over to Weinstein, who loses it to Parsons. Parsons in the right corner. Parsons being met by Weinstein. Walled along the boards over to Ty in the left corner. Ty now behind the net. Taken by Owen Powers. Back to the point. Over to Heinrichs, who is manning the right point, along with Connor Breen. Ty dumps it in and changes. And a whole bunch of players coming together in the left corner. Among those players is Charlie Parsons. It's back in the right corner. Now, Brett Pastor has it behind the Trinity net. Jocelyn comes in. He's looking to center it to someone. Sends it back around. Danner in there quickly. He meets Weinstein. Weinstein cannot get it out, and he finally gets it to Michaud. Loses it to Jocelyn, who takes a shot. Deflected by Danner. Middlebury with their first sustained pressure of the afternoon. The puck in the right corner here, taken by Jocelyn. And the Bantams able to get it out finally. It's sent out by Devin Moore, who's with Ryan Pfeffer. The puck comes all the way around the boards where Fiorentino gets it back to Poliziani, who has a drive. It's broken up. Long pass. It was Mitch Allen trying to hit a streaking Matt Danner, and it's broken up. And here come the Bantams. Ross Mandigo tries to get it in the zone. He has to wait for his teammates to get onside. Feeney bringing it in, dumping it in behind Ketchabaugh. Jimmy McKee has it up to Kamil Tkachuk. Gets it over to Mitch Allen. Allen dumping it in, waiting for his teammates to get onside. Michael Fahey now harassing Liam Feeney, the puck carrier for the Bantams. Mandigo with it, dumps it in, taken by the Panthers' Tyler Capello along the boards. Try to get it out. Corvo can't. Corvo trying to keep it in with a hand pass. And so that will come outside. 11:13 left to go. First period. 2-0 Trinity. And the faceoff just outside the Middlebury zone. And it is won by Danny Tai, who drives it in into the Trinity zone along the boards. Corvo has it, loses it to Jimmy McKee, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro dumping it back in. Shapiro's got Pacini with him. As the Panthers juggling their lines a little bit here, Emac Bentley now backhands it in over to Callahan. Callahan to Michael O'Brien, who dumps it in to the left of Ketchabaugh. Breen has it as the Bantams change. Breen setting things up behind the net. 10:25 left to play first period. 2-0 in favor of the Bantams. Middlebury breaking it out. Stolen by Ben Schadel, who sends it behind the net. And we'll get you the official call on that second goal. It just came up. Eric Ben Schadel. The assist by Michael Grand. That goal coming at 6:14 of the period, making it 2-0. 9:55 left to go. The puck off the faceoff taken by the Panthers' Charlie Parsons right in front of the Middlebury bench. Weinstein has it, brings it in. He's got teammates breaking to the net. Nice play by the Panthers defense breaking that up. Here comes a racing Brett Pastor. He was looking to hit Powers as the puck came towards the net. And it is skied out into neutral ice. Spencer Cage over to Matt Danner, who brings it in. Danner sends a shot towards the cage. He was looking for Mitch Allen, who was going towards the net. Allen with it now, along with Powers. It is taken by Pfeffer, who brings it in to the Panthers zone. He's harassed by Danner. And Danner's going to go to the box there. The official's arm is up. Matt Danner going to the box for the Panthers. So 9:04 left to go in the first period. The Bantams back on the power play. The faceoff to the left of Ketchabaugh. Back to Grand at the point. Sends it over to Corriveau. Back to the point to Grand on the right side. Over to Corriveau, a drive. Ketchabaugh with a save. And that penalty, Matt Danner for the Panthers. 2 minutes for roughing. The penalty coming at 10:56 of period one. The second power play opportunity of the afternoon for the Bantams. They're 1-for-1 so far. Grand with the puck. Over to Feeney. A shot, and they score! Feeney, a wrist shot from the top of the circles. 11:21 of period one. It is 3-0 Trinity. That is a power play goal. So the Panthers in a world of trouble here. Down by three with 8:39 to go in the first period. Poliziani taking the faceoff for the Bantams. Against Mitch Allen. Won by Poliziani, and it is dumped into the Panthers zone by Anderson. That third goal, a power play goal, scored by Liam Feeney. The assist to Michael Grand, who's got three assists this afternoon already. That goal coming at 11:21 of the period. The face-off to the left of Ketchabaugh. Anderson and Jocelyn, won by Anderson. A quick shot that comes on Ketchabaugh, who holds on and will get a face-off. 8:07 left to play first period. 3-0 Trinity. Face-off to the right of Ketchabaugh. It is Mark Knowlton taking it against Owen Powers, and it is won by Knowlton. Sends it into the right corner. The Bantams still with it behind the Middlebury net. It's centered in front by Ben Schadel, who gets a shot that just goes wide. And a long pass from Fahey. He was looking for Tkachuk, but it's broken up by the Bantams and sent it to neutral ice, where Callahan has it. He will drive it back in as the Bantams change here, and Middlebury gets things set up. Right in front of the Middlebury bench, it is Jimmy McKee, loses it to O'Brien. O'Brien harassed by Fahey. It comes into neutral ice, where Pfeffer gets it over to Michaud. It's Pfeffer, Michaud, and Moore for the Bantams, with Grande and Weinstein on the points. Grand already with a big afternoon. Three assists. As the puck bounces around the Middlebury defensive zone, it comes out by Alex Lee, who brings it in on the left side. He stops and drops it back to Danny Tai. Over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs doing a nice job keeping it in, and finally comes out. And here comes Pfeffer, bringing it into the Middlebury defensive zone along the left side boards. Still along the boards, back to the point, back to Grand, shot, save, catch a ball. Over to Polsinelli. Puck comes back into the neutral zone. Grand dumping it in as the blue line for the Bantams will change here. Still in the zone. It is broken up by Jocelyn. Jocelyn skating over the blue line. Now the red line. He's got Danner with him. Two on four here. Jocelyn going behind Capriotti. Now on the left side, he was looking for Pastor. Instead, it is taken by the Bantams' Fiorentino, who sends it into neutral ice before it is driven back by Spencer Cage. Back behind his goaltender now, number 29, Dylan Healy, takes it for the Bantams. Gives it over to Feeney. Feeney up into neutral ice. Panthers have to wait to get on sides. Feeney with it still. Sends it across to Fiorentino over the red line, where he's met by Spencer Cage, who takes it from him. Cage still with it. Loses it to Chug. Fiorentino with it again now. Skies it into neutral ice. A bouncing puck. Mandigo centers it. He was looking for Healy. Is broken up by the Panthers defense. And along the boards, Parsons cannot keep it. Parsons cannot get it out. And we'll get a whistle there. 4:57 left to play first period. 3-0 Trinity. The Bantams getting on the board. A power play goal at 3:20 of the first period. And then striking again at 6:14. And a second power play goal by Liam Feeney at 11:21 of the period. Giving the Bantams a 3-0 lead. And so we've got a penalty here that has been assessed to the Bantams' number 11, Ross Mandigo. The Panthers getting their first power play opportunity of the game, and they really need one here. Again, the Bantams getting on the board early, 3:20 of the first period. Taggart Corvo, a power play goal, followed by Eric Benschadel and Liam Feeney, giving them a 3-0 lead. But the Panthers still have plenty of time to get something going here. The faceoff, Michael Fahey. Michael Fahey against Adam Anderson, and it is won by Fahey into the right corner. Back to the point. Nice job by Jimmy McKee keeping it in. Camille Tkachuk at the other point. McKee with a wrist shot. It's up, and that one deflected over the net. Panthers doing a nice job getting this set up here. The Bantams in the defensive box. Keep in mind, the Bantams have an excellent penalty kill, right around 90%, and they clear it down. Their penalty kill, 90.7% on the year. The Panthers getting it set up behind their net. Jimmy McKee up to Cole Jocelyn. Jocelyn dropping it and leaving it for Michael Fahey. Fahey bringing it over the line. He's got Jocelyn and Shapiro with him. Behind Capriotti, the netminder for the Bantams. It comes in front. Jocelyn was trying to bang it home, but no sale. A great play by the Panthers to keep it in. That was Mitch Allen. It was about a foot in the air, and he kept it in. Great play by Mitch. Down to 35 seconds in the penalty. 3:31 left to go in the period. 3-0 Trinity. Brett Pastor with a wrist shot from above the left circle. Gloved by Capriotti. And he holds on. 3:28 left to go. First period. 3-0 Trinity. The Panthers with their first power play opportunity of the game. They've got a couple of good shots here. Face off to the right of Capriotti. It's Zach Shapiro against Mark Knowlton. Won by Knowlton, who gets it over to Polsinelli, who skies it up and out. Brett Pastor racing back to get it. 20 seconds left in the penalty. The Panthers trying to get something going here. puck dumped into the Trinity zone. That penalty on Mandigo that is about to expire was for slashing, by the way. So the Panthers' Joey Pacini with a shot that is kicked out by Capriotti. Brought in by Ben Schadel on the left side, looking to center it to Polsinelli. Save Ketchubaw, broken up by the Panthers' defense. And it is skied out by Mitch Allen. Puck comes into the Trinity zone. O'Brien sends it up to Polsinelli. He's got Knowlton with him. Polsinelli on the left side. Also Ben Schadel. It's centered. Nice job by the Panthers' Danny Tye breaking that up. In neutral ice here. Over to Knowlton. Knowlton sends it in behind Ketchubaw right now. Alex Heinrichs in the right corner as we're down to 2:10 left to go in the first period. Here come the Panthers skating up over the red line. It is Connor Breen. He's got Tkachuk with him. And Charlie Parsons. Heinrichs and Tye on the back. Pfeffer breaking in one on two. Behind Ketchubaw. Pfeffer looking for someone to pass it to. He's got Grand and Weinstein at the points. And it is centered to Pfeffer, broken up by the Panthers. And Danny Tye knocks it into the glove of his goaltender, who will hold on. 1:46 left to play first period. 3-0 Trinity. It has been all Trinity so far in this game. The Bantams getting on the board early. 3:20 of the period. Taggart Korovo. Power play goal. And then at 6:14, Eric Benschadel adding to it. And then a second power play goal at 11:21. The face-off to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchubaw. It is Lucas Michaud taking that face-off against Tyler Capello. And it is won by Michaud. Puck bouncing around the middle of his zone. It is now taken by Emac Bentley. Bentley racing in. He's got some speed. Over to Fahey. Fahey over to Tkachuk. And somehow Capriotti got a leg pad on that, broken up. Really a great scoring play by the Panthers there, but a better save by Capriotti. Here come the Panthers now into the zone. It is Fahey looking for Bentley. Bentley looking to center to Capello. Broken up by Fiorentino. Fiorentino into the Panthers zone. Shot, save, Ketchubaw. Korovo in the left corner. Taken by Capello. 1 minute to play in the period. Jimmy McKee behind Ketchubaw. McKee up to Bentley. Bentley turns it over to Korovo. Korovo on the left side. Korovo forces him outside. Shot, save by Ketchubaw. Ketchubaw making a nice point blank stop off of Andy Chug, who had been parked in front. A big save there by the Panthers goaltender. So we're down to 45.2 seconds left to play in the period. 11 shots on goal for the Bantams, 10 for Middlebury. But the Panthers are down by 3. Healy taking the faceoff here for the Bantams against Mitch Allen. And it is won by Anderson. And a shot from O'Brien into the metal part of the ceiling here. And so we'll do it again. Healy against Allen. Healy taking the faceoff. He wins it. Gets it back to Taggart Korovo. Over to Allen. It comes in front. Shot, save. Healy with a backhand, and he almost put that one home. Another big save by Brian Ketchubaw. 31.9 seconds left to go in the period. 3-0 Trinity, and they are looking for more. One thing about the Trinity College Bantams, they have been bringing relentless pressure this game. And they've scored 3 times. Healy taking the face-off against Danny Tye to the right of Ketchubaw. Won by Healy, and it comes back to Callahan, who sends it into the netting. And so this will come outside. So this will be just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Knowlton taking the face-off against Tye, tied up by both players. It comes back. O'Brien has it at neutral ice, and he will dump it in. It's taken by Heinrichs behind the Panthers' netminder, and here they come. Powers over to Heinrichs, who's now on the left side. Heinrichs racing on the left side. Centers it. He was looking for Powers. Broken up by Knowlton. Polsinelli bringing in a shot that goes wide. And although the Bantams are offside, that is going to do it, I think. We're waiting to see if the referees add any time on the clock here. And it doesn't appear that they are going to. So that will do it for the first period. At the end of one, it has been all Trinity. 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. And when we come back, we will recap the first period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, Connecticut. We're at 20 minutes of play. It has been all Trinity College Bantams. It is 3-0 in favor of the Bantams. And in that period, the Bantams with two power play goals, the first one coming at 3:20 of the first period, where the Bantams' Taggart Cornavo scored his third of the season. And it's broken up by Bentley, who gets it outside of the zone. Sends it across to Grand, who brings it over the blue line. He's got Healy with him, and Cornavo, and Bisho. Grand at the point, above the circles, a shot, and they score! Grand with a shot from just above the right circle. A wrist shot that beat Ketchabaugh over the blocker. And it's 1-0 Trinity. And on that play, it was the Bantams' Liam Feeney getting the puck up quickly to Michael Grand, who got it over to Taggart Cornavo, who beat Ketchabaugh over the blocker. That made it 1-0 at 3:20 of the first period. It was a power play goal. And then about 4 minutes, just under 4 minutes later, the Bantams would strike again. It is picked up by Michael O'Brien for the Bantams, who sends it into the Middlebury zone as they change. McKee back behind Ketchabaugh, and here come the Panthers. McKee skating over the blue line, now over the red line. He dumps it in as the Panthers change here. Quick pass from Ben Schadel, who's got a breakaway. He's in on Ketchabaugh. He shoots, and he scores. Ben Schadel, a 2-on-0, coming off the Middlebury change, and he buries it. Yeah, and on that play again, this time it was Mark Knowlton. After the Panthers had skated it over their own blue line and neutralized between the blue line and the red line, a turnover there. Knowlton getting it again to Grand, who sent in Ben Schadel alone, and he buried it, beating Ketchabaugh. That goal coming at 6:14 of period number one, and that made it 2-0 in favor of the Bantams. And as we mentioned in the pregame show, the lethalness of the Trinity College Bantams power play, operating at some ridiculous percentage, 26.7%, I believe. And at 11:21 of the period, their power play struck again. The second power play opportunity of the afternoon for the Bantams. They're 1-for-1 so far. Brand with the puck. Over to Feeney, a shot, and they score! Feeney, a wrist shot from the top of the circles. 11:21 of period one. It is 3-0 Trinity. Yeah, on that play, Michael Grand, who had a hand in all three of the Bantams' goal that period, sent a nice pass over to Liam Feeney, who took a shot from just above the left circle, kind of between the circles, but more towards the left circle, took a wrist shot that beat Ketchabaugh. It actually looked, when the shot was taken, like it deflected. But right now, the official score is saying that that didn't happen. So Liam Feeney scoring his first goal of the season. The assistant number five, Michael Grand. The goal coming at 11:21 of period one. It was a power play goal, making it 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. And as mentioned, the Bantams power play, 26.7% on the season. And they are 2-for-2 tonight. The Trinity power play firing all cylinders. And after 20 minutes of play, they've got a 3-0 lead. Shots on goal that period, 15 for the Bantams and 10 for Middlebury. But the big number that matters, the big red ones above center ice, that say right now it is 3-0 in favor of the home team. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 3-0 Trinity at the end of 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffaloves, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, Connecticut. 3-0 Trinity after 20 minutes of play. Bruce Zeman with you on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Panthers in some trouble here as the Trinity College Bantams with a huge lead after 20 minutes of play. And one of the things that they did in that period that we talked about in the pregame show is their power play, which has been lights out this season. Scored both times. They had the man opportunity in that period. They're 2-for-2. And so for the Panthers, they were 0-for-2 on their opportunities that period. And so they need to get something going and in a hurry. 15 shots on goal that period for the Bantams and 10 for the Panthers. And time now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. A couple of games going on right now, some that are completed. One of the games that completed earlier today that was a non-conference game, Tufts beating Bryn Athyn. I hope I said that correctly, 2-1. That game in a tournament hosted by UMass Boston in Boston, Massachusetts. Another game that is underway, but we don't have a score yet, that is out of conference. Manhattanville is taking on Conn College. That is up in Plattsburgh, so those are non-conference games. Some of the other ones that are going on with respect to the NESCAC, Wesleyan all over Williams, 5-0 with 13:22 left to go in the third period. Bowdoin leading Hamilton, 3-0 with 16:16 left to go in the third period. With 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in the second period, Amherst leading Colby 5-2. And of course here, it is 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. When we come back, take a quick look at the NHL scoreboard and preview second period action with the score after 1. 3-0 Trinity. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
3-0 Trinity College Bantams here on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. One period of play in the books, and Trinity winning that first period decisively, outshooting Middlebury 15-10. But the important number is that they are leading 3-0, 2-for-2 on the power play. And for Middlebury, they need to get something going and in a hurry. Just a few minutes away from second period action, and here we go. It is going to be Adam Anderson taking the faceoff against Mitch Allen. And the faceoff won by Allen. Over to Spencer Cage, who dumps it in, a shot that Capriotti makes a save on. And it comes all the way around and out where Cage has it again. Sends it over to Allen. Into the zone, it is Shapiro, Pacini, and Powers for the Panthers. With Allen and Pastor for the Panthers. Taken out by Powers. Back to Allen. Brett Pastor with the puck for the Panthers. A long pass to Charlie Parsons. It comes on net. And for some reason, even though the goalie made a save there, they're going to say that that's icing. That is, the official might have made a mistake there. And it looks like they're going to take that at center ice. So a little miscue there by the striped guys, so we'll do it again at center. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Michaud. Won by Tai over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Breen. Kamil Kachup dumping it into the left corner for the Panthers. Sent around by Grand and up and out. It is taken by Michaud, who sends it in. Pfeffer, Michaud, and Moore, the attackers for the Bantams. Danny Tai for Middlebury bringing in. He's got Kachuk with him and a streaking Fahey shot. And that one went just wide. Puck still in the zone. Kachuk with it in the left corner. It is whacked out by Grand, who gets it up to Moore. Moore over to Pfeffer. He dumps it in as the Bantams will change here, or try to anyway. Heinrichs with the puck behind his netminder. It comes around, taken by Connor Breen. He is met by Polsinelli, who sends it around. Heinrichs still trying to get it out. He gets it over to Breen and taken by Knowlton over the red line. Back to Callahan, who sends it into the Middlebury zone. That should be an icing. And it will be 18-10 left to play in the second period. 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. And if you're just tuning in, two power play goals for Trinity in the first period has got the Panthers in a hole here, but a lot of fight in this team, so we'll see what they can do. A lot of time left. It is going to be Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Mark Knowlton, and Capello won the faceoff. He got it back to Bentley, but a whistle, so we will do it again. Capello getting ready here. His faceoff to the right of Capriotti, and Capello kicked out of the faceoff circle. He was replaced by Pacini. And the faceoff won by Pacini, who's got it in the left corner. Nice job by Joey there. Gets it over to Ben Schadel, who has a goal in this game. Dumps it in. Around behind Ketchabaugh. In the corner, Ben Schadel with McKee and Capello along the boards, trying to center it. Knowlton chasing it now, met by Pacini in the right corner. Pacini has it. He has got McKee there with him, his teammate. They're holding it up. Callahan and O'Brien, the blue liners for the Bantams. And it's sent back behind the Middlebury net. Back to the point where O'Brien has it, trying to avoid Pacini. And McKee in the corner. And it comes back behind Ketchabaugh. The is doing a nice job keeping it here in the Middlebury defensive zone along the boards. Corvo able to get it to Chug, who gets it across to Callahan into the zone. It is taken by number 29, Dylan Healy. A shot that doesn't get through. Healy still with it in the right corner over to Callahan. Over to Corvo, excuse me. Corvo sends it back in. Gets it to Chug. Chug back to Healy. A shot that is blocked. Taken again by Healy. Gets it over to Chug behind Ketchabaugh, whacking away. And it's sent into the corner And I'll tell you what, the puck has been in the Middlebury zone a long time. Feeney with a shot that he was hoping either Corvo or Healy could deflect. And it is finally cleared by the Panthers. Dumped in the zone, a bouncing puck comes in on Capriotti, who will hold on. 16-11 left to play, second period, 3-0 Trinity. The Bantams scoring all three of their goals in the first period, two of them on the power play. Only one shot so far this period, and that coming by the Bantams. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Jonah Capriotti. Puck back to Allen, and the point is shot, deflected, and saved by Capriotti. A nice wrist shot from above the circles by Allen, and Owen Powers trying to tip that home. And a nice save by Capriotti. We'll get a face-off. It is going to be Powers taking the face-off against Anderson. It is won by Powers. Back to the point. Kept in by Cage. Sends it into the left corner. Anderson walls off Powers. Taken now by Weinstein. And we've got a penalty. Looks like it'll be a hold. And that's a holding call. It's a holding call against the Bantams' Adam Anderson. So the Panthers getting an opportunity here on the power play. They are 0 for 2. Their first two opportunities in the period. Let's see if they can get something going here. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Dylan Healy to the left of Capriotti. It is won by Fahey, taken by Heinrichs. Back to Fahey at the point. Or at the mid-wall, rather. Sends it all the way around the boards and up and out. Jimmy McKee chasing it into the zone. He's being pestered by Andy Chug. And the Panthers bringing it up over the blue line, erasing Alex Heinrichs. Sends it to McKee, who is over the red line. Brings it in. He will send it into the corner. It's Danner, Heinrichs, and Tkachuk with McKee and Fahey at the points. Healy sending it up and out. Comes all the way down. Ketchabaw out to play it. 15 minutes left to go in the second period. 3-0 Trinity, but the Panthers on a power play. Their third of the game. They're 0-2 so far. A holding minor to Adam Anderson has given the Panthers this opportunity, so we'll see if they can cash in here. Spencer Cage skating back in his defensive zone. He comes back behind Ketchabaw. It will take a minute to get things set up. He's got Powers with him, flanked by Cole Jocelyn and Mitch Allen. Allen dumps it in as the Panthers change here. It is Shapiro, Jocelyn, and Powers with Cage and Allen on defense here. And Cage gets things set up. He's got it to Powers. Powers skating over the logo at center ice, dumping it in. Allen and Cage now the blue liners for Middlebury. Jocelyn has it in the left corner. He lows out a wheel, and it's taken by Grand, who sends it over to Polsinelli. And they are content to waste some time here. Back to Feeney in their defensive zone. It's taken by Shapiro. They got to wait to get on sides. Powers drops it off to Pacini. Pacini's got Allen with him. Back to Pacini in the right circle. Shapiro with a backhand. It's loose in front, broken up. And if Trinity hurries, they've got a 3-on-1 here. It is Knowlton with Fiorentino. And Adam Anderson. And Anderson deflected that on front, in front, but right into the midsection of Ketchabaw, who will hold on to that. And we will get a face-off. A 3-on-1 there, and Brian Ketchabaw making the big stop. This face-off to the right of the Panthers goaltender. Lucas Michaud taking the face-off for the Bantams against Danny Tai. And Michaud had won the face-off, but we've got a whistle here as the penalty is now expired. Middlebury 0 for 3 on the power play now. 13:39 left to play, second period, 3-0 Trinity. It is now Devin Moore taking the face-off against Danner. And it is won by Danner. He sends it back to Connor Breen behind Ketchabaugh as they get things set up. And Heinrichs bringing it in and losing it to Moore. Moore has got Michaud and Pfeffer with him. Moore over the blue line into the Middlebury zone in the left corner. Puck now behind the Panthers netminder around the boards. To Fiorentino, who's got it with a drive. It's blocked by the Panthers' Connor Breen. Boy, he took the brunt of that shot. Feeney with the puck now for Trinity, bringing it over the blue line, dropping it off to Moore at the point, and taken by the Panthers. Trevor Turnbull was trying to get it to Emac Bentley, and instead it is sent in to the Panthers' zone, and we've got a whistle here. And they will say that that is an icing, so it will come back down into the Bantams' defensive zone to the right of goaltender Jonah Capriotti, who has not had a lot of work in the last couple of minutes. Middlebury with only 10 shots in this game, the Bantams with 17. The faceoff to his right. It is going to be Capello against Pfeffer, and is won by Capello. And right off that, we've got a penalty. It's interference. And it's going to be Liam Feeney to the box, an interference minor. So the Panthers right back on the power play. They've got an opportunity. They trail by three, but they've got a lot of time left. A little bit more than a period and a half. So let's see what they can do here. Michael Fahey with Alex Heinrichs and Emac Bentley, the forwards for Middlebury, with Jimmy McKee and Camille Tkachuk on the blue line. This is the Panthers' fourth power play opportunity of the game. They're 0-for-3 so far. And off the faceoff, it's back to McKee, over to Tkachuk. And a shot that is deflected by Heinrichs. It didn't really get to Capriotti. Back to the point where McKee has it, over to Bentley. Bentley in the right circle. Down low to Fahey, back to McKee at the top of the blue line. Over to Fahey in the circle. The shot, he was looking for Bentley to deflect that, taken by Fahey. The Panthers doing a nice job moving this around. Back to McKee at the top of the circles. A shot by Bentley, save by Capriotti. And as it comes along the boards, it is sent way down by Michael O'Brien. And the Panthers have to retreat and get things set up again. That was an interference minor, by the way, to the Bantams' Liam Feeney. He's got a minute 10 left to go in that penalty. 11:40 to go in the period. Michael Fahey bringing it over the blue line, dumping it in. Heinrichs and Bentley with Fahey. Again with Tkachuk and McKee at the points. And it is sent all the way down again, this time by Andy Chug. The Bantams doing a good job on the penalty kill. And as we mentioned in the pregame show, their penalty kill is also very good this year. Their penalty kill, 90.7%. And they will certainly add to that with their performance so far today. The puck in neutral ice, taken away by Chug, who will just send it back down. As we close in on 11 minutes to go in the period, 3-0 Trinity. Brett Pastor sending it up. He'll dump it in. It's now Shapiro, Powers, and Allen with Jocelyn and Pastor. Although now Allen drops back and gets the puck at the top of the right circle. A wrist shot. And that deflected off Ross Mandigo into the netting. And we'll have another faceoff. 10:45 left to go, second period, 3-0 Trinity. Two power play goals in the first period, and then an even strength tally, giving the Bantams their 3-0 lead. 2-for-2 on the power play, as opposed to Middlebury being 0-for-4, or 0-for-3, I should say. There's 14 seconds left to go on their fourth power play of the game. We'll see if they can convert here. Again, both of these teams looking to get back in the win column today after both losing yesterday. Jocelyn winning the faceoff, back to Allen above the right circle. A shot. He was trying to get that to Shapiro to deflect it. No sail there. Owen Powers with it. Over to Pastor with a shot. Blocked by the Bantams' Michael Grand. And he looks like he's limping a little bit. Grand doing a nice job blocking that. He has been a big factor in today's game. Still about half the game to go, and he's got 3 assists. So that penalty power play is over. Middlebury now 0-for-4. And conversely, Trinity 4-for-4 on a penalty kill that has been very good this year. So it is going to be Mark Knowlton taking the faceoff against Danny Tighe from the right circle. It is won by Knowlton. Back to O'Brien, who loses it to Tkachuk in front. And it comes in front, broken up by the Bantams' defense. A nice job clearing that out. And Middlebury has to dump it in and get things set up again. It is James Callahan along the boards, over to Polsinelli, loses it. And a nice job by Alex Heinrichs knocking it back in, this time into the right corner. Players now battling in the left circle. The goaltender's left, our broadcast right. And here comes Callahan again. Callahan has got Polsinelli and Ben Schadel with him. A shot that is deflected by Polsinelli into the netting off his skate. And we will get a faceoff. 9:49 left to go. Second period. 3-0 Trinity from the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford. Great place to watch a hockey game. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Lucas Michaud. Won by Michaud. It is sent back to Feeney. Over to Michaud. A shot that is just wide. And Feeney getting it in deep to Michaud. It's Pfeffer, Michaud, and Moore for the Bantams, with Fiorentino and Feeney on defense. And for the Panthers, it is Tyler Capello, Zach Shapiro, and Owen Powers, with Jimmy McKee and Emac Bentley. Again, for the Panthers, with Brendan Dawson being out, they definitely are at a disadvantage, Dawson being one of the best skaters probably in the conference. And so it hurts when he is not in the lineup. We wish him the best, and hopefully he gets well soon. All right, this faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It is taken by Capello. He takes that against Healy, and he wins it. Puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone, coming out where Charlie Parsons trying to get a handle on it. It's now Bentley on the left side. Bentley has Parsons streaking. It comes back to the point where a wrist shot by McKee is a racing Corvo. Corvo, breakaway on Ketchabaugh. He shoots. And a save by Ketchabaugh. Corvo making his move, bidding for goal number two today. But Ketchabaugh up for the task, making a big save. Puck now at center ice, where it is taken and sent back into the defensive zone by Fiorentino, who's getting pretty significant pressure from both Danner and Jocelyn. A long pass that Mandigo deflects in. And Ketchabaugh will hold on to. 8:24 left to play, second period. 3-0 Trinity. Two power play goals in the first period and an even strength tally have given the Bantams this lead, but the Panthers doing their best to chip away here. 21 shots so far for the Bantams. 13 for the Panthers. Back at the left point, it is Weinstein, a shot that he was trying to see if Anderson could deflect. A nice job by the Panthers' defense to keep it away from him. It is now in front. A shot by Blake Carrick. Deflected off one of the Panthers' defenders into the netting. And we will get a faceoff here. Some strong defense here and excellent goaltending by goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, keeping the deficit at only three. This faceoff to Ketchabaugh's right. It is going to be Anderson with a faceoff win back to the point. Weinstein over to Carrick, who gets another shot and another big save by Ketchabaugh. It was Fahey losing that faceoff to Anderson, by the way. 8:04 left to go, second period. 3-0 Trinity. As the Bantams register their 22nd shot. Anderson taking the faceoff against Danny Tighe to the right of Ketchabaugh. Won by Ketchabaugh this time, over to Heinrichs. It is now Breen and Heinrichs on defense. Up to Fahey. Fahey brings it in, stops on a dime. Sends a cross ring pass to Breen, who will dump it in. It is Breen and Heinrichs on defense with Danny Tighe, Kamil Tkachuk, and Michael Fahey for the Panthers, although they will change here and bring out Power, Shapiro, and Tighe will stay out there. I guess he'll double shift. Tighe taking the faceoff. That's probably why he's one of their best faceoff guys. This face-off to the right of Capriotti. Ty taking it against Anderson. And it is won by Ty. Powers gets it back to Heinrichs. Back to Breen. Back to Powers in the left circle. He was trying to see if he could get that to Shapiro. Broken up by the Trinity defense. And they're going to say here that the Bantams are offsides. So that will come just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Tyler Capello getting ready to take the faceoff against Mark Knowlton. The faceoff won cleanly by Capello. In the neutral zone, it is taken by Ben Schadel. In the Middlebury zone in the right corner. Ben Schadel looking to get it back to O'Brien, broken up by the Panthers. And here they come. Emac Bentley racing along the left side. And they are going to say that that is an interference call. That penalty is going to be against number 17, Michael O'Brien, a minor for interference. That penalty is going to come at 12:51 of period number 2. Middlebury 0-4 on the power play. They need to get something going here. The faceoff to the right of Capriotti. It's going to be Fahey taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Andy Chug. And it is won by Middlebury. Fahey gets a shot off that is deflected just wide by Alex Heinrichs. He's now in the right corner. He was looking for Emac Bentley, but it goes around. Back to Tkachuk at the point. Over to McKee, who lets a wrist shot go. That deflected in front. Middlebury with some good pressure here. It is just to the left of goaltender Jonah Capriotti. Middlebury with the puck. And Liam Feeney able to get it out over to Pfeffer. Pfeffer shorthanded, leaving it for Chug, who loses it to Fahey. Fahey drops it off to Tkachuk. Tkachuk brings it in, a shot. Blockered into the corner by Capriotti. Now along the other side, into the right corner, taken by Fahey. As we're down to 6:10 in the second period, 3-0 Trinity. Back to the point. Cage over to Tkachuk. Wrist shot. That one goes wide, comes out, and all the way around. 51 seconds left in the interference call to Michael O'Brien. This is the Panthers' fifth power play. They are 0-4 so far. Conversely, when Trinity has had the man opportunity, they are 2-3. Or 2-2, excuse me. The puck brought into the Middlebury defense, the Trinity defensive zone at the top of the circles. It is Spencer Cage with a shot that goes wide. The rebound loose in front. Capriotti making the save and sending it into the corner. And the puck is taken by Callahan. As we're down to 10 seconds left, Callahan has got a 2-on-1 with Anderson, broken up by the Panthers defense. As Mitch Allen has gotten back quickly, did a nice job to make that a 2-on-2. And the penalty is over. And we have a whistle here as we're down to 5:09 left to go in the period. And this faceoff will come deep in the Trinity zone to the left of Capriotti. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Knowlton. And the faceoff won by Tai back to Heinrichs. A shot deflected partially by Parsons. And a nice job by Charlie to keep it in the zone. However, he knocked it into the netting. And so that should come outside. That should come out of the zone, and it will. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line in neutral ice. It will be Ty taking it again against Knowlton. Won by Ty again. He's done a nice job on faceoffs tonight, that's for sure. Danny Ty dumping it in. Capriotti coming out to play it. Weinstein with it for the Bantams. On the right side, a long pass to Polsinelli, who sends it in. Taken by Breen. Breen has got Heinrichs with him as his defense partner. Over to Ty. Back to Breen. Breen with a long pass. He was looking for Pacini. Taken now by Ben Schadel for the Bantams as he brings it into the Middlebury zone. Puck taken by Heinrichs. A nice defensive play there. Along the boards, but they can't get it out. Knowlton has it. Back to the point. Polsinelli with a drive. And that hit someone in front. Danner racing in. And as the puck comes in behind Capriotti, a bunch of players come together, and we have got a penalty. It's either going to be a roughing or a boarding call. We'll see. I think that's going to be a boarding call. And it's going to be a so Trinity going on their third power play of the game. They are 2-for-2 so far. Puck back to the point. Feeney has it. Feeney is out there with Grand. Grand switching places with Feeney. Feeney with a drive. And a big save by Ketchabaugh. Dylan Healy was in front looking for the deflection. And Ketchabaugh making the big save. 3:47 left to go. Second period. 3-0 Trinity. Trevor Turnbull in the box for Middlebury. A boarding call. And there's a minute 30 left to go in that power play, in that penalty rather, for Middlebury as Owen Powers brings it in. That penalty coming at 16:54 of the period. Trinity bringing it up through neutral ice. It is Michael Grand dropping it to Michaud. Feeney and Grand at the points. While it is Michaud, Corvo, and Healy up front. Their power play unit. The puck still in the Panther zone. Connor Breen trying to get it out. It squirts out. And a nice job by Kamil Tkachuk to get it all the way down. Capriotti playing it, leaving it for Grand, who will get things set up here. Grand, a big part of this game so far, has got 3 assists. The primary helper on all 3 of the Bantam's goals. Moore with it. Over to Grand. A shot. That hit Andy Chug in front. Did not get through to Ketchabaugh. The puck comes out. Callahan can't hold it in. And the Bantams have to come back to neutral ice. Here comes Pfeffer. Pfeffer looking to center that to Devin Moore, but broken up by the Panthers. So their power play line here is Chug, Pfeffer, and Moore. Here comes Moore again. And it comes out of the zone again. The Bantams' Andy Chug has to wait until they get on sides, and they finally do. They dump it in, and the penalty is over. Middlebury has killed that off. It is Pfeffer looking to center it in front. Shot saved by Ketchabaugh. Back to Moore. Over to Weinstein. Broken up by the Panthers, and up and out. I think Trinity may have gotten away with one there. They had about 7 players on the ice. And they're going to say that that is an offsides. It was about a 3 or 4 second period of time there where there was about 7 Bantams on the ice. And usually the referees will give you a little leeway there, but that one was a little excessive. However, 1:37 left to go, second period, 3-0 Trinity. The faceoff pushed outside the Bantams' defensive zone. Charlie Parsons, Tyler Capello, and Joey Pacini out there for Middlebury, along with Jimmy McKee and Emac Bentley. For the Bantams, Polsinelli, Knowlton, and Ben Schadel. Ben Schadel with a goal tonight in the first period. The puck now in the right corner. Ben Schadel with it behind Ketchabaugh. looking to center it. No one to center it to, though. He still makes it in front. And he gets it to Knowlton. A shot by Knowlton and a big save by Ketchabaugh. Boy, there was a lot of traffic in front of Brian right there. That was a big stop. Trinity has brought the attack early and often in this game. 29 shots on goal for the Bantams, 17 for Middlebury. And the Bantams have a 3-0 lead. Knowlton taking the faceoff against Ty. And Ty winning it, getting it back to Heinrichs, who races through neutral ice, and he loses it to Polsinelli. Polsinelli to Benchadel. Benchadel with a shot and a save by Ketchabaugh. I'll tell you what, Nicholas Polsinelli, the sophomore right wing for the Bantams, has got a very quick first couple of steps. He made a nice pass there to Benchadel, who got a great shot off. A Ketchabaugh had to make a tough save on. 54 and a half seconds left. It is going to be Michaud taking the faceoff against Ty. And Ty winning it, getting it up to Owen Powers, who brings it in. He was looking to drop it, but there was no one there. And Moore has it. He's got Michaud with him. Moore dropping it back to Feeney. Feeney has got no one to pass through. He's met by a couple of Panthers. The puck squirts out. And it is taken by Michaud, who was looking for Pfeffer, I believe. But here come the Panthers. Breen bringing it in. And broken up by Michaud. And here come the Bantams. Moore going across the blue line, being met by Brett Pastor. Mitch Allen with a drive as he skates over the blue line. And that's deflected off a skate into the netting. 9.5 seconds left to go in a second period that has not seen any scoring so far. 3 goals in the first period, and that's what matters, is Trinity has got a 3-0 lead with 9.5 seconds left to go in the second period. Michael Fahey taking the face off against Adam Anderson to the left of goaltender Jonah Capriotti, who's made 17 saves so far this afternoon. Anderson sent packing from the faceoff circle. He's replaced by Healy. And it's won by Healy, who wins it back. Although Matt Danner somehow gets a shot off, and we've got a penalty. And that'll be a hooking minor, I believe. And we will see here. That is a hooking minor. That penalty will come at 19:55 of the period. Timothy Weinstein, a hooking minor. Middlebury getting their 6th power play opportunity of the game. 4.8 seconds left. Owen Powers taking this against Anderson. Won by Powers, but it's tangled up in a pile of players. And that'll do it. No extracurricular activities after the whistle there. So after 40 minutes of play and at the end of the second period, it is 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. And when we come back, we will recap period number 2. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
After 40 minutes of play, it is 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, Connecticut. One of my favorite cities. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you. Saturday afternoon hockey action here on WVTK. And after 40 minutes of play, the Trinity College Bantams leading the Middlebury College Panthers by a score of 3-0. No goals in that period. And if you're just tuning in the first period, the Bantams getting all their offense, getting on the board early. Taggart Corvo scoring his third goal of the season. The assist to number 5, Michael Grande, and Liam Feeney. That goal coming at 3:20 of the period. That was a power play goal. And shortly after that, 6:14 of the period, Eric Benschadel scoring an even strength goal. Michael Grande on the assist, and Mark Knowlton picking up the secondary helper, making it 2-0. In favor of the Bantams, again, 6:14 of the period. And then in a theme that you'll hear about it again in a moment from me, another power play goal for the Bantams. It is Liam Feeney, the second power play goal of the game, his first of the season. The assist to Michael Grand, the goal coming at 11:21 of that first period. And that is all the offense in the game so far. 30 shots on goal for the Trinity College Bantams, 15 in the first period, 15 last period, 18 for the Middlebury College Panthers, 10 in the first period, 8 in that second period. But again, after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers are trailing by 3. And for the power play that I mentioned a moment ago, the Trinity College Bantams, which have had a lights-out power play all season, 26.7%, and an even better penalty kill, 90.7%. That's pretty good. Trinity is 2-for-3 on the power play as opposed to Middlebury so far. They're 0-for-5. They're in their the beginning of their sixth power play, a penalty coming right at the end of that period. But Middlebury, with the man advantage five times in that period and not able to score, and that is something that they're going to have to get going if they want to do some damage here in the NESCAC during the rest of the season. However, again, as we mentioned after the game yesterday against Wesleyan, the NESCAC season is long. There are ebbs and flows. You have things that are going really well. You have things that you have to work on, and the power play is just one of those things. The Panthers still are getting excellent goaltending. Goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh has had a pretty good game today. He's given up three goals, but a lot of the saves that he has made have been highlight reel ones, and so for the Panthers, they've got a lot to look forward to, and they've still got another period. I've been calling these games for a long time, and I've seen the team score five goals in 5 minutes. So there's a lot, lot of hockey left to be played, and we'll see if the Panthers can get something going. It is 3-0 Trinity after the second period, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 3-0 Trinity at the end of 40 minutes. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Two periods in the books, 3-0, the Trinity College Bantams leading the Middlebury College Panthers. Hockey afternoon action here in on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce Zeman with you, and it is time to take a check of the out-of-town scoreboard. First, we'll take a look at the NESCAC and some of the action going on. A couple non-conference games today in the Codfish Bowl. My friends here at Trinity College, nice enough to give me the the lowdown on that. Tufts beating Bryn Athyn, and again, I apologize. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Tufts winning that game 2-1, that game in Boston. The other game that is out of conference today with the second period just wrapping up, Conn College leading Manhattanville 1-0. The games that are going on in the NESCAC today that are finals, Wesley and Oliver Williams 5-0, and Bowdoin beating Hamilton by a score of 4-1. Other games that are still in action with a minute 34 left to go in the third period, Amherst leading Colby 6-3, and at the end of the second period, Conn College, we went over that one, Conn College leading Manhattanville by a score of 1-0. 3-0 here, though, at the end of two periods of play. We'll take a look at the out-of-town NHL scoreboard. A bunch of games that are completed in the National Hockey League. Games that were earlier today. The Calgary Flames at the Philadelphia Flyers. The Flames winning that game 3-2. And the other game that is completed, the Minnesota Wild were up in Ottawa taking on the Senators. That game was won by the Wild 4-3. Other games that are going on tonight at 7, the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Boston Bruins, the Vancouver Canucks at the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Predators at the Canadiens, the Blue Jackets taking on the Florida Panthers at 8 o'clock. It's the Islanders at the St. Louis Blues. Some of the late games at 10 o'clock, the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Los Angeles Kings, and the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the San Jose Sharks. 3-0 Trinity at the end of two periods of play. When we come back, we will preview third period action with a score after 3-0 in favor of the Bantams. You are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
In between periods 2 and 3 here at the Keppel Community Sports Center in Hartford, Connecticut, Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Just about ready for third period action. The Panthers going from right to left. The Bantams left to right. Michael Fahey getting ready to take the faceoff against the Bantams' Andy Chug. And Chug wins a faceoff, gets it back to Fiorentino, who dumps it in. Jimmy McKee going back to get it. He's trying to get it over to Kamil Tkachuk off the boards. Brings it over to Emac Bentley, who races in on the left circle. He's got Alex Heinrichs with him and Michael Fahey back to the point to Tkachuk at the left point, a drive. And he was looking to see if Heinrichs could deflect that, and he was not able to. It comes all the way back and around, as we are down to a minute 20 left to go in the minor to Adam Weinstein. That was a slashing call, a hooking call, that came at 19:56 of period number 2. Fiorentino sending it around, trying to get it out, and it is kept in by McKee. It is kept in by Mandigo. And we have a whistle here, and the faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Jonah Capriotti, who has made 18 stops so far today. Cole Jocelyn lining up to take the faceoff against Adam Anderson. Jocelyn wins the faceoff, but it's quickly taken by Pfeffer, who brings it out and dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Mitch Allen. Allen up for Owen Powers. Powers across the red line, bring it into the zone. Drops it for Fahey, or Allen rather, excuse me. And it's brought back behind catch a ball by Brett Pastor, who will get things set up there and gets things ready to go. Pastor up to Jocelyn, who brings it into neutral ice. Jocelyn over the blue line. He's got Shapiro and Powers with him, a backhand sent around by Michael O'Brien, taken by Shapiro in the corner. And it bounces out of the zone as we're down to 10 seconds left in the penalty. 18:15 left to go, third period, 3-0 Trinity. Owen Powers racing in on the left side. He's met by O'Brien. Powers with it again, a shot saved by Capriotti. Taken by Jocelyn, who gets the rebound. Back to Allen, a shot, and that is a save by Capriotti. I think that might have been going wide, but Allen still got some good wood on that, or composite, if you will. And Capriotti will hold on. 17:59 left to play, third period, 3-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. A scoreless second period, and all the goal scoring in this game so far coming in the first. Danny Tai taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Mark Knowlton. It's to the left of Capriotti, won by Knowlton. Gets it back to Fiorentino, who sends it all the way around. And it comes out, where Ben Schadel brings it into the Middlebury zone. It's taken by Danny Tai, who pitchforks it into the Trinity defensive zone, and that is an icing. And so we will get a faceoff right back to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Michaud taking the faceoff against Tai. Won by Michaud cleanly, back to Callahan. Callahan racing in along the left side, backhand, that goes wide, right corner. Taken by Breen, up to Pacini. Pacini dumping it in. As the Panthers get a change here, it bounces off the boards. That took a weird bounce. O'Brien had to pick that up and stop it from going in front of the net. Michaud a long pass to Pfeffer. Pfeffer above the left circle, shot, and they score! Right at the top of the left circle, a wrist shot beating Ketchabaugh, and it's 4-0 Trinity. That goal coming at 2:41 of period three. And it is 4-0 in favor of the Bantams. The Bantams racing it up quickly. And from the top of the left circle, the Bantams getting goal number four. Healy taking the faceoff against Capello. And it is won by Capello, coming back into the Trinity zone. Sent all the way around by Fiorentino. And it comes into neutral ice. Corvo has it. Leaves it for Chug. Chug, a long pass to Corvo. Back to Philly. A shot that Ketchabaugh holds on to. And he will make a save. We'll get the official call on that goal score, that goal for you. Ryan Pfeffer. The goal coming at 2:41 of period three. It is going to be Anderson against Mitch Allen to the right of Ketchabaugh. Won by Anderson. Back to Weinstein. Weinstein. It's loose in front, and it comes back behind the net. Poliziani with a shot that goes around and out. Off the boards right in front of the Middlebury bench. Trevor Turnbull. He was looking for Owen Powers. It's broken up by Mandigo. And it's sent up into neutral ice. Poliziani bringing it in on the right side. A shot he was looking for Mandigo. And Mandigo into Ketchabaugh. And the net goes flying. Certainly not intentional, but we will have a faceoff outside. as Ryan Pfeffer adding to the Bantams' lead here. Pfeffer with, I believe, his eighth of the season. And so this faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Knowlton with the faceoff against Ty. Won by Ty back to Breen. Breen to Heinrichs. Into the zone to Parsons in the right corner. He is met by Callahan. And the puck now bouncing around the Trinity defensive zone. O'Brien with it, getting it out into neutral ice, and we have a whistle. And that goal, Ryan Pfeffer, his eighth of the season. It's unassisted, coming at 2:41 of period number three. That's an even strength goal. And so this faceoff to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchubon, we've got a penalty. It is going to be Danny Tye, a minor. We'll see what that's for. And I believe that's a slashing penalty on Danny Tye, a slashing penalty. So for the Trinity College Bantams, power play number four. They are 2-for-3 so far in this penalty at 4:02 of the period. Face off to the left of Ketchubaw. Michaud taking it against Capello. Won by Michaud. Back to Grant at the point. A shot that deflected off of Spencer Cage into Ketchubaw's trapper there, so he will hold on. And we'll get a face-off here as we're down to 15:30 in the period. 1:31 in the slashing penalty to Danny Tye. Michaud again against Capello. Again won by Michaud. And a nice play by Capello to regain the puck and send it out. Grand over to Michaud as the Bantams bring it back into their defensive zone to set things up. Grand being pestered by Owen Powers. Back to Feeney. Feeney with it, over the blue line, over the logo at center ice, over to Healy, who brings it in. Into the right corner, Feeney with it again. Back to Michaud. Cross ice pass to Grand. And the Bantams content to get things set up here as they have got a big lead. 14:45 left to play third period, and they've got 45 seconds left on their fourth power play of the afternoon. They are 2-for-4. Penalty deep in the Middlebury zone. It comes back to the right point to Grand. He sends it across to Feeney. Feeney looks like he's going to pass that in. He goes down low to Pfeffer, who has a goal this afternoon. Back to Moore. And it goes between Grand and Feeney. And so the Bantams will change here. 15 seconds left on the penalty. 14:10 left to go third period. 4-0 Bantams. Trinity deliberately bringing it up. It is brought up by Pfeffer, who has got Moore with him, and Chug. Moore back to the point, over to Callahan. Callahan with a drive. That one just wide. Anderson gets it over to Pfeffer. Pfeffer still with it in the right corner. Moore with it now as they cycle back to O'Brien. O'Brien to Callahan. And Ty out of the box. And Ty gets that back to Charlie Parsons, who sends that in as Middlebury will change here. And we have a whistle, and the Panthers have killed that off. Trinity now 2-for-4 on the power play. And the Bantams out shooting Middlebury 37-19. In this period, the Bantams with 7 shots on goal, and the Panthers with 1. The face-off to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchubaw. Knowlton taking it against Ty. Won by Ty. He sends it up to Allen. Allen racing through neutral ice over the blue line. He's got Tkachuk with him. He will dump it in. Down to 13:20, third period, 4-0 Trinity. Weinstein brings it up over the red line. He will dump it in. It's Polsinetti, Ben Schadel, and Knowlton. The second line for the Bantams. And the Bantams' Knowlton gets it over to Fiorentino. That comes all the way around where Spencer Cage has it. He loses it to Polsinetti. Feeney has it, looking to get it to Knowlton. Feeney keeps it in. In the left corner, 12:25 remaining in the period. Knowlton trying to get to the front of the net. It scoots between Fiorentino and Feeney. And Fiorentino drives it back in. It comes around back behind Brian Ketcherbaugh. Knowlton has it in the corner. He's met by Capello there. And it comes up and all the way down. And we will have an icing. Down to 12:04 left to play in the third period. 4-0 Trinity. So it is going to be Tyler Capello. Tyler Capello. Michael Fahey. And I believe that's Emac Bentley taking the faceoff against Adam Anderson, who is out there with Blake Carrick. And Ross Mandigo. O'Brien racing back into the left corner for Trinity. Getting it up to Anderson. Over to Carrick. Carrick can't hold it. It comes into the Middlebury zone, sent out by Jimmy McKee. Puck now right in front of the Trinity bench. Bunch of players coming together there. Bentley on defense with McKee here. The forwards are Jocelyn, Shapiro, and Capello for Middlebury, who is now changing. Dumped in. It is now Trevor Turnbull with Shapiro and Heinrichs. Pfeffer brings the puck into the Middlebury zone as we hit 11 minutes to go in the period. Bentley has it racing over the right circle, over the blue line. Over the red line, he will dump it in as the Middlebury blue line will change here. Or a part of the blue line, anyway. The puck deep in the Trinity defensive zone, the right corner. Off the boards, Owen Powers has it. Skating around, looking for a shot. And he takes one, and it was deflected partially, I believe, by Joey Pacini. And here come the Bantams. Broken up and sent back in, but Andy Chug driving into the Middlebury zone, taken by Connor Breen in the right corner. Breen coming together with Chug. Brought out by Powers. Dumped in by Danny Tai. Feeney dropping it for Fiorentino. Taken by Cage as the puck comes down into the Middlebury zone. A long pass for Charlie Parsons. Feeney racing with Parsons. Feeney gets there first. He leaves it for Fiorentino, who has it. Sends it off the boards. Long pass comes to Healy. Healy trying to go around Cage. It's loose in front. It's centered. Shot just wide. Puck bouncing around and comes up and out. In the neutral zone, it is driven back in. Ketcherbaugh holds on to that one. And it's brought up by Cage. A long pass looking for Charlie Parsons. Puck down deep into the Bantam zone. Matt Danner with it for Middlebury along the boards. Being held up by Callahan. bunch of players along the right side boards. The puck squirts out. And we've got a whistle here. And it looks like we've got a penalty. At least I think we do. Okay, that was the indication we were given. However, it looks like Dave decided not to do that. And so we will have action to the left of goaltender Jonah Capriotti, who has made 19 saves so far. It's going to be Adam Anderson taking the faceoff against Tyler Capello. Capello wins the faceoff and takes a shot right on net, right off the faceoff. And so we will do that again. 3-0 Trinity after one. Scoreless in the second period. In this period, only one goal. Ryan Pfeffer, his eighth of the season, unassisted at 2:41, giving Trinity the 4-0 lead. The faceoff to the left of Capriotti. It is won by Poliziani and brought in to the Middlebury zone, where Emac Bentley has it. Capello trying to get Fahey. Still in the Trinity zone. Skied out, though, by Mandigo. No icing, however. It's taken by McKee. A long pass for Kamil Tkachuk. He was the intended recipient. However, it is too far. That's an icing call. And so that will come all the way back down. 8:12 left to go in the third period. 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. Trinity out shooting Middlebury 39-19. Michaud taking the faceoff against Capello. Back to Feeney at the point. Over to Moore. Moore along the far side boards. Now sends it deep. Michaud sends it back to the top. Driven back in by Feeney. All the way around. And it comes out of the zone where a waiting Michael Fahey races in. Fahey 1-on-5. Sends it back to Connor Breen in his defensive zone. It sends that over again to Alex Heinrichs. Shapiro trying to get it deep. No sale. Pfeffer off the boards and out. And Michaud on the left side. He's being held up by Powers. As it comes deep into the Middlebury zone, Breen sending it around. Taken by Danny Tai. Tai skating through neutral ice. A baseball shot that comes in on Capriotti, who will drop to his knees to hold on to that one. And so we will have a face-off. 7:22 left to play, third period. All Trinity so far this afternoon. Middlebury 0-for-6 on the power play, while Trinity has been 2-for-4. Good game, though, by goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, who has stopped 35 of the 39 shots he has faced so far. Healy taking the face-off against Ty. It is won by Healy back into the corner, where it's quickly picked up by Cole Jocelyn. Held up along the boards, picked up by Danner. He loses it to Healy. Healy with a pass to Corvo. It comes into Middlebury zone, where Breen has got it behind Ketchabaugh. Loses it to Chug. He is able to get it up to Jocelyn, who races along the blue line. A shot saved by Capriotti. Danner has it. Shot saved by Capriotti off the stick. Still deep in the Trinity zone. Jocelyn with it again. Over to Chug. Jocelyn with it, looking to center it. He's behind Capriotti now. Gets it. Has it taken away by Corvo, who can't get it out. Nice play by Danner to get that one down, although Healy able to get it into neutral ice, where it's picked up by Andy Chug, who sends it into the Middlebury zone. Taken down by Brett Pastor, who's pestered by Polsinelli. Sends it behind the net to the other side. Bunch of players right in front of the scorer's table there. Puck squirts out. Brett Pastor with it for Middlebury. He skies that up into neutral ice. Left four by Weinstein. Trinity bringing it into the Middlebury zone. Ben Schadel. Back to the point for Weinstein. Shot in front, saved by Ketchubaugh. It was Ben Schadel gunning for goal number two tonight. The Panthers bring it in. It is Shapiro with Allen and Kachuk. Nice shot by the Panthers getting that near the net. Even better job by the Bantams keeping it out. Ben Schadel with it. He's got Polsinelli and Knowlton. It's loose in front. Polsinelli doesn't get there thanks to the forechecking of Mitch Allen. Puck up by Bentley, bringing it in, racing in against Feeney. Puck in the left corner as we're down to 5:05 left to go in the third period. Bentley in the right corner. Taken away by Anderson, a long pass to Feeney, who races over the red line. He's got Poliziani with him, along with Mandigo. Shot that is just wide. Poliziani with a shot that is wide. Mandigo looking for the rebound. Comes back to Feeney at the point. Shot blocked by Powers. Poliziano in the right corner. Poliziani, rather. And it comes out. Owen Powers with a break. Powers looking to wrap that around. And a nice job by Capriotti to deny Powers. Dumped into the Middlebury zone by Trinity as Breen retreats to pick it up. Danny Tye racing into the Trinity zone. He drops it for Fahey. Fahey with some extra effort there, keeping it in the zone, dumping it in. Nice second effort there by Michael Fahey to keep the puck in the Trinity defensive zone. The Bantams having a tough time getting it out here. Still kept in, this time by Heinrichs. Although Michaud able to get it out to Moore. Moore and Pfeffer, 2-on-1. Puck in front. And it's finally taken and skied out by Danny Tye. So that is icing, so it will come all the way back down to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchubaugh. He has got 40 saves so far this afternoon. To the point, a shot by Callahan. That was a tomahawk. Deflected into the netting there. So we will do it again. Again, the faceoff to the right, to the left of Brian Ketchubaugh. Dylan Healy in the faceoff circle as Mitch Allen chased out by the official. Matt Danner taking the face-off against Healy, and Healy winning it, sending it into the left corner. Back to the point where Callahan can't hold it. He's being pressured by Parsons. Puck now in neutral ice. Dumped into the Middlebury zone as we're down to 3:05 left to go in the third period. Spencer Cage back behind Brian Ketchubaugh. Long pass to Brett Pastor, who dumps it in. Capriotti out to play it. Comes around. Danner has it under his skate there. A couple of players down. Danner there with Knowlton. And Ben Schadel. Puck squirts out as Grand. Gets it to Polsinelli, who brings it in to Ben Schadel. Knowlton going towards the net. A long pass for Polsinelli. Shot save. Ketchubaugh. Back to Ben Schadel. Backhand saved by Ketchubaugh. We've got a penalty. And it's another slashing call. And this one is going to be on Mark Knowlton. So Middlebury getting their 7th power play today. They are 0-for-6 so far. Mark Knowlton, a 2-minute minor for slashing. The penalty at 17:33 of period 3. Adam Anderson taking the face-off against Michael Fahey. And Fiorentino sending it up and around and out. Jimmy McKee racing back into the middle of the very zone to get things set up. Puck over to Fahey over the red line, and he will dump it in. Emac Bentley in the left corner. To Heinrichs. A puck loose in front. Fahey with a shot. And a save by Capriotti. Some action in front there as the puck went to the front, but Capriotti dropping to cover the bottom of the net. Nice save there. 1:54 left to play third period. 4-0 Trinity, a minute 27 left in the slashing minor to Mark Knowlton. Middlebury 0-6 on the power play here. And so a timeout has been taken. So just to recap, Trinity out shooting Middlebury 42-23. It was 3-0 Trinity after the first period. Two power play goals by the Bantams. The Bantams getting on the board first at 3:20 of the first period. It was Taggart Corvo, his third of the season, from Michael Grand and Liam Feeney. That was a power play goal. And then at 6:14, Eric Benchadel, his second of the season, from Grand and Knowlton. Even strength goal. That goal coming at 6:14. And then a second power play goal. It was Liam Feeney, his first of the season, from Grand at 11:21. Making it 3-0 in favor of Trinity after 20 minutes. We had a scoreless second period. And then in this period, Ryan Pfeffer, his eighth of the season, unassisted. An even strength goal coming at 2:41. And that has been the scoring so far. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Jonah Capriotti. It's going to be Owen Powers against Anderson. Won by Anderson and back to Feeney, who skies that up and out. Spencer Cage back behind Ketchubaugh. Over to Owen Powers. Fahey skies and in. The puck is loose in front. And a whole bunch of players coming together here as Capriotti got run over. And we'll see what comes of this. 1:33 left to play in the third period. So as the play came into the zone, it was the Panthers' Owen Powers being hooked by one of the Trinity players, losing an edge and going into Capriotti. Nothing he could do about it. He had a stick around his midsection. And Powers losing an edge and going right into Capriotti. And now the officials discussing this as to what will come of this. And I think that's pretty much what the official is saying there. So the officials discussing this with the captains, Powers being one of the captains, and Ryan Pfeffer. And there is a Bantam going to the penalty box. We'll see what this is. Okay, now we have Owen Powers going to the box for Middlebury. So it looks like those are going to be coincidental minors. So it'll be 5-on-4. So the power play will not affect the strength on the ice. So we've got a minute 33 left. This faceoff to the left of Capriotti. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff and winning it. Back to Cage at the top of the circles. Getting things set up. A shot by Allen. Shot saved by Capriotti. Comes around. Back to the point. A nice job by Cage keeping it into Allen in the left circle. A pass up to Healy, who is able to get it up and out. They're down to 1:10 left to go in the period. Spencer Cage dropping a pass to Kamil Tkachuk, who brings it up. Tkachuk dropping it for Cage as the Panthers get onside. 1 minute to go in the period. 28 seconds left in the penalty to Knowlton for slashing. And 50 seconds left to go in the period. The puck coming all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone off the boards. Spencer Cage up and out, where O'Brien drives it back in. Ketchibar out to play it. Kachuk will take it, getting things set up here. 5 seconds left in the power play. 30 seconds left in the period. Chug knocks it out. Ben Schadl, one on three, doing a dipsy doodle, sending it around back. Taken by McKee. Chug takes that from him. It is broken up by McKee. O'Brien knocks it back in. Knowlton has got Ben Schadl. Knowlton with a shot, save. Puck is loose in front. Bounces around. And that'll do it. The final score, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. When we come back, we will recap this afternoon's game, but the final score from the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. You are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffalo's, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, in the pregame show for this afternoon's game, we talked about both teams, the Trinity College Bantams and the Middlebury College Panthers, wanted to salvage this weekend as both of these teams losing last night. The Bantams losing to Williams 4-3 and the Panthers losing to Wesleyan 5-1. And the Trinity College Bantams have done just that, winning the game 4-0. Welcome to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. It's Bruce Zeman with you on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Bantams making a statement today, coming back after a losing effort last night and winning this game 4-0. Out-shooting the Panthers 43-24 and really dominating this game from the onset, scoring three goals in the opening period of this game. Taggart Corvo getting the Bantams on the board early, 3:20 of the first period. Michael Grand and Liam Feeney getting the helpers on that. It was a power play goal, the goal coming again at 3:20 of the first period. And then just a little bit under 4 minutes later, it is Eric Benshadel getting his second of the year from Grand and Knowlton, making it 2-0 in favor of the Bantams. And then late in the first period, a second power play goal, Liam Feeney, his first of the season from Grand, making it 3-0 in favor of the Bantams after 20 minutes of play. Scoreless second period, and then in the third period, Ryan Pfeffer getting his eighth goal of the season, an even strength goal from Lucas Michaud, the goal coming at 2:41 of the third period. That made it 4-0 in favor of the Bantams, and that is how the game finished. The final score, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. When we come back, we will give you the game's three stars as the final score from the Keppel Community Sports Center. 4-0, Trinity beats Middlebury College. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruff-a-Loves, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, Connecticut, where the Trinity College Bantams have won this afternoon's game, beating the Middlebury College Panthers 4-0, salvaging the weekend for them. They lost last night's game 4-3, losing to Williams, but coming out here later this afternoon and making a statement, beating Middlebury 4-0. In a game they really dominated from start to finish, two power play goals, a couple of even strength goals, and really just playing very well and winning this game. To get their seventh overall win of the year. And time right now for the three stars of the game. Star number three from the Middlebury Panthers, number 30, goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Even in the loss, Brian played very well. When your team is outshot 43-24, it's tough to keep them in the game, and he certainly did that. He took on 43 shots, made 39 saves, and is our third star of the game. Our second star of the game from Trinity, number 10, junior defenseman Liam Feeney. He had a power play goal tonight. It was the third goal, and he was just in the action all night. He had a lot of speed, set up a bunch of plays. He also had a secondary assist on the first goal by Taggart Corvo, so he had 2 points tonight. Liam Feeney, our second star of the game, and the number one star of the game, really no doubt, from Trinity, number 5, defenseman Michael Grand, the sophomore defenseman from Westchester, Pennsylvania, with 3 assists to become our number one star tonight. It's interesting. Grand, in 11 games so far, has got 10 assists, so definitely an offensive defenseman. But Michael Grand, with 3 assists, is our first star of the game, as the Trinity College Bantams have won this game by a score of 4-0. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers game next week and have some final thoughts. Again, the final score from the Keppel Community Sports Center in Hartford, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice,
There's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford, where the Trinity College Bantams have beaten the Middlebury College Panthers 4-0 to salvage their weekend after losing to Williams yesterday 4-3. They win today by a score of 4-0. And for the Panthers, I don't want to say a lost weekend, but they lost last night 5-1 to Wesleyan. Tonight, they are shut out by the Trinity College Bantams. And so with that loss, the Panthers fall to 7th place in the conference at 5-6-1 overall, with a record of 3-4-1 in the conference. And for the Trinity College Bantams, they are 7-3-2 overall, but with this win today, they jump to 3-2-1 in the conference. They move up to 3rd place. Keep in mind, standings in the NESCAC are done by win percentage and not points. So really a big win today for the Trinity College Bantams after that loss last night. Time right now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. There are a couple of non-conference games that are that have taken place today. In the Codfish Bowl in Boston, Tufts has beaten Bryn Athyn by a score of 2-1. And the other non-conference game, which took place in Plattsburgh, Connecticut College, the Camels, shutting out Manhattanville by a score of 1-0. Other NESCAC games this afternoon: Wesleyan shutting out Williams 5-0. Bowdoin beating Hamilton 4-1. Amherst beating Colby 6-3. And of course here, the Trinity College Bantams beating the Panthers by a score of 4-0. Time to take one last look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard. Games that are completed earlier today: we had the Calgary Flames taking on the Philadelphia Flyers, and Calgary winning that game by a score of 4-3. Excuse me, by a score of 3-2. The other game that took place earlier today that completed: the Minnesota Wild beating the Ottawa Senators by a score of 4-3. A bunch of other games that are on tap later tonight in the National Hockey League. At 7 o'clock, the Sabres taking on the Bruins, the Canucks taking on the Maple Leafs, the Predators and the Canadiens going to get together, the Blue Jackets and Panthers. At 8 o'clock, it's the Islanders and Blues, and then the late games, the Edmonton Oilers taking on the LA Kings, and the Lightning taking on the Sharks. That game, the really late game, out west at 11 o'clock. But again, the final score from the Keppel Community Sports Center, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. And for the Panthers, they have got a game early this week. They don't have conference action next week, but they're going to be taking on Plattsburgh State, a non-conference game, on the road at the Ronald B. Stafford Ice Arena, a place that is always, it's a great rink to see a game at, but it's a tough place to play. So the Panthers will take on the Cardinals in that game. And then looking ahead, January 18th and 19th, they've got Colby and Bowdoin at home. And then a tough game on January 22nd, that's a Tuesday night, against the always tough Norwich University Cadets. But again, for the Panthers, they got some time to regroup. You never want to put injuries as the reason for a loss, but one of the things that is definitely hurting the Panthers is some of the players that have been out of the lineup. And I'll give you an example. Brett Dineen did not play today, as did Brendan Dawson did not play either. And both of those defensemen are a very, very big part of this team, especially Dawson, whose skating and just vision for the game is something that the Panthers really rely on. And you can see their offense not clicking as well when Brendan Dawson not in the lineup. One of the best skaters and one of the best defensemen in the conference. And so we hope that he gets back into action very, very soon. But again, nothing on the board for the Panthers today. The final score, 4-0 from the Keppel Community Sports Center here in Hartford. That is going to do it for us today. Again, the final score, 4-0 in favor of the Trinity College Bantams. They beat the Panthers. We will join you again next Friday night. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. The pregame show at 6:30. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast today. On behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job, my name is Bruce Zeman. And again, I want to thank you for listening. We will join you again next Friday night for the pregame show. at 6:30 here on WVTK. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.